Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechta Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnahs are being learned by Chosav Shlomi Zalman of Zgasa Marasiyat V'Chayes Chalotzeim. They should be benched with Asacha Tzlacha and Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Cult of Sela, and Beschos, Esbas Rochel, Shishi B'Zecha Refayin Reziv V'Kago, and Bekar of Mamish. And we continue talking about Schach. The Mishnah tells us, Chavile Kash V'Chavile Eitz V'Chavile Izradim, bundles of straw, wood, and twigs, Ein Mesachin Bahen. One is not allowed to use them as schach. Now, why not? So really, these things are kosher schach. They're not mechaber l'karka, they're not connected to the ground, and they're not mekabel tuma. So the reason why they're not allowed to be used is because as follows. A person might come home from the field carrying one of these bundles and throw it on top of a structure that's a sukkah. This structure has four walls, it just doesn't have schach yet, and he's just going to leave it there and forget about it, and then later on decide, hey, you know what? Why don't I use this as schach and just keep it there and not do anything with it? Now, the reason why that would not be kosher schach is because of the following. The pasuk tells us, Chag ha-sukkah is taseh. And loosely translated, this means you should keep sukkahs. However, literally, we understand this pasuk to be telling us, you shall make a sukkah. And again, as we've said, sukkah is al-shem schach, so the ikur of the sukkah is the schach. And from this pasuk, Chag ha-sukkah is taseh, Chazal darshan something very important. Taseh v'loimen ha'asui. The sukkah, when it's made, when a person is ta'aseh the sukkah, if you will, so it has to be kosher right then. V'loimen ha'asui means it can't be made on its own. In other words, when a person puts down their schach, it has to be kosher schach then. It can't be that it's pasul schach, and then later on, something happens to it that it becomes kosher. That's called min ha'asui. It's being automatically made on its own, and it's not kosher schach when he placed it down, when he was taseh it as schach. So it'd be the same thing over here. When he placed his bundle on top of his sukkah, he didn't have in mind that it's going to be schach, so it's not kosher. And if he just leaves it there and decides in his mind, okay, you know what, I want it to be schach, well, that's a problem of taseh v'loy min ha'asui. So therefore, l'chatchila, no using this bundle as schach. However, the Mishnah continues, v'kulan she'tiron k'sheiras. In all these situations, if he takes this bundle, puts it on his sukkah, and then unties it, so then that would be kosher schach. And the Mishnah concludes, v'kulan k'sheiras l'dfanais, all these are kosher for walls. That's because we don't have an issue of taseh v'loy min ha'asui when we're dealing with the walls. Again, because the ikur of the sukkah is the schach, so we only have an issue of tasav lamina asui, not with walls. Walls of the sukkah we know can be made out of anything, something that's makabal tuma, something that's mechabal karka, so on and so forth. And moving on to Mishnah Vav. Now, the following is important to know before we start this Mishnah. Using a board or a beam for schach that's less than 3 tvachim is 100% fine for schach. Using a board that's 4 tvachim or more is pasul. Why is that? Because we know throughout Mishnayos and Gemara that the size of 4 tvachim is considered a makim chashuv. This comes up a lot in Maseches Shabbos, and over here we're going to see it as well. The 4 tvachim is considered a makim chashuv. And particularly with schach, the reason why that would be a problem is because something that's 4 tvachim wide would remind him of the roof of his house. And we're afraid that if a person is going to schach his sukkah with something that's similar to the roof of his house, he might end up saying, hey, I might as well just sit in my house instead of sitting in a sukkah because the roofs over here are very similar. So knowing that, the Mishnah tells us as follows. Mesachin ben Asarim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that we're allowed to use boards that are between 3 and 4 tfachim wide as our schach. And why is that? Because they're less than 4 tfachim wide. They're not considered to be taking up a makam chashuv. So we're not afraid that a person's going to be sitting under this schach that's in between 3 and 4 tfachim wide and say, hey, I might as well just sit in my house. Whereas Rav Meir Oyser, Rav Meir Asers, and that's because even though it's not 4 tfachim wide, since if the space the board was taking up was empty, so there would be more than 3 tfachim of airspace here. Now, what do we say in the introduction to the Masechta? When we have two objects that are within 3 tfachim of each other, that's called lavud, and lavud closes gaps. So it would be like that gap is closed. But this gap would be more than 3 tfachim wide, and that gap wouldn't be considered closed. So this is called that it's yaitse mitaris lavud. It's now bigger than lavud. Lavud wouldn't close this gap, and therefore Rav Meir says that this board that's in between 3 and 4 tvachim wide would be no good to use as schach. However, the Mishnah continues, let's say he did take a board that was 4 tvachim wide and put it on his sukkah. Ksheira, the sukkah is still kosher. Even though we're not allowed to use it as schach, the sukkah itself isn't pasul. As long as he doesn't sleep underneath that board, he should just sleep and, for that matter, eat under the rest of the sukkah. Just don't sleep or eat underneath that board. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches, continue to talk about the kashrus of schach. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.